This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Every time you commit sins, Satan was bragging. I've taken as many people to hellfire. And we brag that when we repent, Allah the Almighty will forgive our sins and will render his effort in vain. Allahu Akbar, he's the most merciful. He said, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ. Guess what? When we seek forgiveness, when we repent, that's a sign that Allah wants to accept our repentance. We didn't say, Astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive me, unless Allah the Almighty wanted me to say it, so that I will be eligible for his forgiveness. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ. A beautiful verse. Mark down that verse. Verse number 114, chapter number 11, Surah Hud. The Almighty Allah says in this verse, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. The Almighty commands, offer the prayers in the morning and in the evening and some parts of the night. Indeed, الحسنات, the good deeds, erase the bad ones. That is indeed a reminder for those who take heed. This verse, brothers and sisters, was revealed because of the following reason. One of the Sahaba who recently accepted Islam in Medina was making his way to the masjid. And then an old girlfriend met him. Hey, sweetie, long time no see. So she cornered him. One word here, one word there. They ended up kissing. He kissed her. He gave her a hug. Then he realized, oh my God, what did I just do? I'm not supposed even to shake hands with her. What am I supposed to do? He ran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were praying asr. He attended the jama'ah. Then he approached him and said, Ya Rasulullah, tahirni, purify me. He assumed that he had to flog him or beat him up or even kill him, stone him to death in order to be purified. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the Quran from cover to cover. There is no punishment for kissing in the dunya, but there is in the hereafter. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. Then the wahy descended upon him. And then he said, where is that man? They said, who? The man who was asking me about tahirni and kissing. He said, he's here. He said, did he pray asr with us? In jama'ah? He said, yes. He said, go home. Allah has forgiven you your sin. The ayah says, so when you offer the prayers, أقم الصلاة طرفي النهار, in the morning and in the evening, in the afternoon, and some parts of the night, indeed, الحسنات, the good deeds shall erase the bad ones. Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه got up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, was this ayah revealed exclusively for this guy? Or is it for all of us? He said, no, that deal is for all of us. He said, Zada khayrullahi wa kathur. Indeed, Allah has plenty of goodness. Allahu Akbar.